RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, and highlights of the week. Also, news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesia Wonder and Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our weekly segment, Listener's Mailbag segment. Listener, that was our program for today, and this is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. The UN appreciates Indonesia in developing urban life. Indonesia proposes the Voice of Archipelagic Country at the UN Habitat 3. Now the news in detail. The UN Habitat 3 appreciates the commitment of the city of Surabaya, East Java, in developing urban life which is conducive to the public. This was conveyed by the Secretary General for Habitat 3, John Kloss, after the UN flag-raising ceremony Sunday in Surabaya, East Java. According to John Kloss, the efforts done by Surabaya Municipal Administration deserve appreciation because it has been able to develop urban life and provide better opportunities for its citizens to enjoy better urban life amid all limitations.
And I'm very impressed by the commitment of this city to good urbanization. I know of the constant interest of Surabaya of being in the front line. This is an inspiration of how a city like that, with all these challenges, is striving to improve and to give a better chance to its citizens to enjoy a good urban life. For us, it's a good example of how a committed local government can achieve a lot of improvements, even sometimes with not many resources. But this is what characterizes local government, that they need to face whatever problems they encounter with existing resources at hand. And that requires always ingenuity, creativity, innovation.
Moreover, John Kloss said that the Indonesian government has shown its commitment in the process towards the establishment of the new urban agenda. This, according to her, has been shown since the implementation of the Asia-Pacific Regional Meeting a few months ago. Therefore, according to her, the city of Surabaya deserved to host the third session of the Preparatory Committee of the United Nations Conference on Housing and Sustainable Urban Development, or Habitat 3, which will be held from Monday, July the 25th to Wednesday, July the 27th. Earlier, the Indonesian government and the United Nations hosted the UN and Indonesian red and white flags in front of Grand City Convention and Exhibition in Surabaya, East Java on Sunday. This event was held as a sign of preparedness of the third session of the Preparatory Committee of the United Nations Conference on Housing and Sustainable Urban Development, or Habitat 3, or PREPCOM 3, being held in Surabaya, East Java, Indonesia from July 25th to 27. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono in his speech hoped that the PREPCOM 3 will be able to generate collaboration to achieve sustainable development goals. Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General for Habitat 3, Dr. Joan Kloss, on the same occasion said the third PREPCOM conference is an important step for the development of society, especially for future generations. According to John Kloss, the new urban agenda will be able to cope with adverse effects of the global urbanization. The hoisting of the UN and Indonesian red and white flags was attended by Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Harini and all stakeholders. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono, after attending the raising of the UN flag on Sunday in Surabaya, said Indonesia has an opportunity to voice inputs from the archipelagic countries at the United Nations Conference on Housing and Sustainable Urban Development, which will be held from July the 25th to 27th in Surabaya, East Java. According to Basuki, the archipelagic country around the world are vulnerable to the impacts of climate change and thus require major readiness in urban development. This conference, according to Minister Basuki, will also be firstly implemented in the Asia-Pacific region.
Jadi bukan hanya pertama kali kita, ini justru memang pertama kali di Asia.
So it is not only for the first time. This is in fact the first time in Asia that PrepCom is held outside the UN offices. Usually it is held in the UN offices such as in Kenya, New York. We've been involved since 1976, then in 1996 and 2016. As the host, this is the first time outside the United Nations office. Therefore, we are tasked to convey the voice. Since we are an archipelagic country, we are tasked to also to bring the voices of the archipelagic countries which are vulnerable to climate change through sustainable urban development. Furthermore, Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono said Indonesia has a target to eliminate urban slum area. The program is called 100-0-100 program. He explained that the United Nations Conference on Housing and Sustainable Urban Development is a good opportunity for Indonesia to be able to encourage efforts to eliminate the urban slums to be put into the agreement as a result of the conference, which will be ratified at the Habitat 3 conference of the United Nations in Quito, Ecuador, in October 2016. Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian wants the police institution to be closer to the community and other relevant stakeholders. Maintaining order and security in the society is not only the police's duty, but also the common responsibility. General Tito Karnavian, after attending a social activity held in conjunction with Police Bayangkara's anniversary in Cengkareng, West Jakarta on Saturday, said police force in the region should hold humanist activities such as holding social events. According to General Tito, humanist activity is a soft weapon to solve various problems. The Indonesian police chief also encourages people and stakeholders to help the needy community so as to create a prosperous society which will eventually reduce crimes. The Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia has asked for support of Radio Republik Indonesia RRI as a public service broadcasting to play an active role in supporting and providing materials on broadcast and news program of Kabar Merah Putih or Red and White News broadcast by Bernama Radio Malaysia. The program is used by the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia to give education and information for Indonesian citizens in Malaysia. One of the supports is by organizing radio and broadcast journalism training to Kabar Merah Putih team so that the team can improve their knowledge, especially in broadcasting and reporting, by involving RRI and Radio Bernama Malaysia News Centers. Indonesian Ambassador to Malaysia Herman Prayitno said Kabar Merah Putih program is expected to become a bridge for the two countries. He said the role and function of the radio is very important to support Indonesian embassy in providing information and the official policy of the embassy. The Indonesian embassy in Malaysia also expects RRI to continue its support on Kabar Merah Putih program so that it will be able to counterbalance the news reported by Radio Bernama.
Besar harapan saya untuk perjanjian kesepakatan.
I hope for the next Kabar Merah Putih program will be able to ask RRI as the Indonesian Embassy's partner to support the program as a continuous program. On this occasion, I would like to thank Bernama Radio, which has become a partner of the embassy to continue broadcasting Kabar Merah Putih program. Kabar Merah Putih or Red and White News is a weekly program in Indonesian language broadcast live by Malaysian government-owned radio Bernama Radio. The program is a bridge to the governments of Indonesia and Malaysia to strengthen the relationship between the two countries. Moreover, more than 3 million Indonesian citizens are currently living in Malaysia. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The UN appreciates Indonesia in developing urban life. Indonesia proposes the voice of archipelagic country at the UN Habitat 3. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with news from across Indonesia, a special segment which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta Archaeological Center plans to conduct a survey on Oya River flow in Gunung Kidul because of the many cultural remains of ancient humans in the region. Researchers from the Yogyakarta Archaeological Center, Indah Asikin Nurani, on Tuesday said that the survey was planned to be held next September because there are many indications of cultural discovery. According to him, cultural relics on the artifacts found in Oyan River are in the form of stone tools ranging from the Paleolithic or Old Stone Age to the Neolithic. In addition, there are many fossils of vertebrate animals such as cattle, buffalo, bison, and elephant. The next news comes from Bandung, West Java. The main products of tea from West Java with Java Preanger Tea trademark received geographical indication certificate from the Directorate General of Intellectual Property of the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights Affairs. Vice Governors of West Java, Dedi Miswar, in a press release on Tuesday said that the certificate is granted in the framework of the National Intellectual Property Forum in 2016 and handed over by the Minister of Law and Human Rights, Yasona Lauli, to the provincial government. The handover was witnessed by Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla at his office. He said that this certificate is important for regional product development. A geographical indication is a sign which indicates the origin of goods with due to the geographical environment, including natural factors, human factors, or a combination of these factors, provides specific characteristics and quality on the goods produced. To maintain the quality, according to him, the provincial government has made efforts so that the quality of tea is maintained and the more widely known, such as technical assistance to farmers as well as guidance on the sale or trade. The last news comes from Probolinggo. East Jawa, Mount Bromo in Probolinggo, East Jawa erupted in the middle of the Yatnya Kasada ceremony last Wednesday. Therefore, policymakers and traditional leaders in Tengger area agreed to limit the visitors coming closer to the crater for the procession of throwing offerings into the crater of Mount Bromo. Head of the Regional Disaster Management Agency Probolinggo, Dwi Joko Nurjayadi, said this was to increase alertness of unwanted things in Kasada ceremony. According to the observation of Kompas.com, tourists from home and abroad had arrived around Mount Bromo, particularly in Ngadisari village, Sukapura, Probolinggo. They had already stayed in Ngadisari since a few days ago to attend a series of Kasada processions. This event was attended by a number of officials, including from Probolinggo Regency, East Java Provincial Government, and the Ministry of Environment. Well, that was news from Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 1911. Hiram Bingham III rediscovers Machu Picchu, the lost city of the Incas. Machu Picchu is a 15th century Inca citadel situated on a mountain ridge 2,430 meters above sea level. It is located in the Cusco region, Urubamba province, Machu Picchu district in Peru, above the Sacred Valley, which is 80 kilometers northwest of Cusco and through which the river flows. By 1976, 30% of Machu Picchu had been restored and restoration continues. Machu Picchu was declared a Peruvian historical sanctuary in 1981 and a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1983. In 2007, Machu Picchu was voted one of the new seven wonders of the world in a worldwide internet poll. Next is from 1969, Apollo program. Apollo 11 splashes down safely in the Pacific Ocean. Apollo 11 was the first space flight that landed humans on the moon. Americans Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on July 20, 1969. Armstrong became the first to step onto the lunar surface 6 hours later on July the 21st. They spent about 2.25 hours together outside the spacecraft and collected 21.5 kilograms of lunar material for return to Earth. The third crew member, Michael Collins, piloted the command module Columbia alone in lunar orbit while they were on the moon's surface. Armstrong and Aldrin spent just under a day on the lunar surface before rendezvousing with Columbia in lunar orbit, launched by a Saturn V rocket from Kennedy Space Center in Merritt Island, Florida on July the 16th. Apollo 11 was the fifth manned mission of NASA's Apollo program. They returned to Earth and landed in the Pacific Ocean on July the 24th. Last is from 1923, the Treaty of Lausanne is signed. The Treaty of Lausanne was a peace treaty signed in Lausanne, Switzerland on July the 24th, 1923. It officially settled the conflict that had originally existed between the Ottoman Empire and the Allied British Empire, French Republic, Kingdom of Italy, Empire of Japan, Kingdom of Greece, and the Kingdom of Romania since the onset of World War I. The original text of the treaty is in French. It was the result of a second attempt at peace after the failed Treaty of Sèvres, which was signed by all previous parties but later rejected by the Turkish National Movement, who fought against the previous terms and significant loss of territory. The Treaty of Lausanne ended the conflict and defined the borders of modern Turkish Republic. In the treaty, Turkey gave up all claims to the remainder of the Ottoman Empire, and in return, the Allies recognized Turkey's sovereignty within its new borders. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasi.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with highlight of this week. This time, it's entitled, President Opens a Special Line for Tax Amnesty.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
President Joko Widodo convinced taxpayers to follow the tax amnesty program. The president even opened a special phone line which can be reached if the taxpayer has a complaint regarding the tax amnesty program. The phone number was given by the president on the socialization of the program in Medan, North Sumatra on Thursday, July the 21st. The president said to the audience they have nothing to worry about because their data could not be reached by anyone else. If the funds have returned to the country, the president said there are so many benefits of tax revenues to the national economy, to strengthen the exchange rate, to increase foreign exchange reserves, and others. President Joko Widodo thanked taxpayers for their participation during the socialization of tax amnesty. The socialization in Surabaya last week was attended by 2,500 taxpayers, while in Medan it was attended by more than 3,500 taxpayers, which is more than invitation distributed. According to the president, the remission of the tax for the benefit of the country, so the government will work hard. He said other countries are competing to bring the money into their country. The money from the tax amnesty is expected to go to Indonesia and to be used for development in the next 5 years. Indonesia needs huge funds for infrastructure development. Separately, Chairman of Indonesian Employers Association APINDO, Haryadi Sukamdhani, in a press statement said that the business community is optimistic that tax amnesty policy will contribute to national economic recovery. According to Haryadi Sukamdhani, many assets and cash of a businessman were parked abroad and have not been reported as recorded. There were some hesitations and concerns of the business people. The tax is not utilized properly by the government. He said the tax amnesty can also be used by small and medium businesses. Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Kadin, Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, said the business community appreciates the government's attempt to socialize the tax amnesty program. Many people wanted to know and follow the program. He hoped its implementation is according to expectation. Meanwhile, Bank Indonesia supports the implementation of law on tax amnesty. It will improve the government's fiscal ability to finance development programs and increase the liquidity of the national economy. Such implementations can also boost credit growth. That was highlight of the week. You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. The UN Habitat 3 appreciates the commitment of the city of Surabaya East Java in developing urban life which is conducive to the public. Earlier, the Indonesian government and the United Nations hoisted the UN and Indonesian red and white flags in front of Grand City Convention and Exhibition in Surabaya East Java on Sunday. The event was held as a sign of preparedness of the third session of the Preparatory Committee of the United Nations Conference on Housing and Sustainable Urban Development, or Habitat 3 or PREPCON 3, to be held in Surabaya, East Java, Indonesia from July 25th to 27th. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono, after attending the raising of the UN and Indonesian flags on Sunday in Surabaya, said Indonesia has an opportunity to voice inputs from the archipelagic countries at the United Nations Conference on Housing and Sustainable Urban Development, which will be held from July the 25th to 27th in Surabaya, East Java. Indonesian Police Chief General Tito Karnavian wants the police institution to be closer to the community and other relevant stakeholders. The Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia has asked for support of Radio Republik Indonesia RRI as a public service broadcasting to play an active role in supporting and providing materials on broadcast and news program of Kabar Merah Putih or Red and White News broadcast by Bernama Radio Malaysia. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Listener, you still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95.25 kHz and audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia English Service, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, or to our email address at info@voi.go.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Indonesia Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is Sarah Rewood Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a segment introducing Indonesia's tourism potentials, including tourist destinations, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I'll introduce you to Dato' Majene Beach in West Sulawesi. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via live streaming at www.voi.co.id. A vacation to the beach is a favorite of many people. Moreover, Indonesia is an archipelagic nation with the longest line and has spectacular scenery. One of the stunning natural landscape beach is Dato' Majene Beach, located in Pangale, East Banggai, Majene, Western Sulawesi Province. Dato' Majene Beach is located about 7 kilometers from the city of Majene and can be reached by car. The road to this beach is good and smooth. Small forest scenery and local community garden can be seen along the way of about 15 minutes from the town of Majene. Arriving at the parking lot, there are stone steps that must be passed as high as 30 meters before reaching the shore. Dato' Majene Beach is divided into two parts, namely the fine white sandy beaches and coral beach repose. The existence of a rocky contour jutting into the sea adds to the charm of Dato' Majene Beach. Moreover, there is a massive rock that is connected to stone stairs so that visitors can climb and enjoy the view from the top. Other interesting sights in Pantai Dato' Majene or Dato' Majene Beach is a large rock that has holes of unique shape because the waves slammed into it continuously for hundreds of years. Some rocks even stand massive jutting into the sea. You can climb the cliff with a height of about 20 meters. From up there, you can enjoy the gorgeous scenery around Dato' Majene Beach. Below, because the sea is clear, you can enjoy the sight of small fish that swim among coral reefs. When the sunset comes, you should climb back to the rock to watch the sunset because at that time you will see an incredible scenery. In addition to the beautiful scenery that you can see in Dato' Majene Beach, in August and September, there are special events held at this beach, which is Sandek Race. Sandek Race is a boat race of Sandek, the traditional boat of Mandar tribe. This will certainly present different experiences and sights for tourists, considering the value of local culture shows its merit in the form of the traditional boat racing. After a hard day of playing, relaxing, and enjoying the scenery in Dato' Majene Beach, you can buy typical snacks that are mostly made of processed bananas in Majene traditional market, or buy fish that has been smoked for durability in the fish auction, which is located not far from Dato' Majene Beach and the traditional market. To get to Majene, you can use a flight to Tampa Padang Airport in Mamuju or Sultan Hasanuddin Airport in Makassar, South Sulawesi. The distance from the town of Majene from Mamuju can be reached by land vehicles and takes about 3 hours, but if from Makassar, it will take about 6 hours. If you are on vacation and are in West Sulawesi, take time to enjoy the beauty of the beautiful Dato' Majene Beach. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, which took you to Dato' Majene Beach in West Sulawesi. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing international conference to promote Surabaya. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. The city government of Surabaya, East Java, will be hosting the 3rd International Preparatory Committee meeting for the United Nations Habitat from July the 25th to 27th. The event will be used by the city of Surabaya to promote the potential of the city, such as cultural villages, culinary, as well as products of small and medium enterprises. Head of Culture and Tourism of Surabaya, Wiwi Hidayati, said people of the city should take advantage of this international agenda. Residents are also advised to always be hospitable when welcoming thousands of guests coming to the city of Surabaya. Wiwi Hidayati added, Surabaya is not endowed with natural beauty potential, but it is unique in the socio-cultural fit which will be exposed to the international community. The success of this event is expected to confirm Surabaya as Indonesia's best organizer of MICE or Meeting Incentive Conventions and Exhibitions. To enliven the event, Surabaya City Government held several festivals. One of them is the International Kite Festival and an exhibition of kites with participants from several countries such as Malaysia, Brunei Darussalam, Singapore, Sweden, and Macau. This event was held in Pakuan City on July the 23rd and 24th. There is also Bungkul Park Festival from July the 24th today to 29th. With traditional children's games, wooden sandals and sack race, kroncong traditional and jazz music. In addition, there is also Mangrove Festival in Wonorejo Mangrove Ecotourism Site from July the 24th to July the 29th. With batik and mangrove products, exhibition, percussion instrument performance, and others. One of the villages to be visited by the participants is Ketandan Cultural Village in Genteng District, Surabaya. Related to this international event is Jawa Police are ready to secure the activities of the conference to be opened by President Joko Widodo by deploying thousands of members of the military and personnel of the East Jawa Police. In the event, delegates will finalize the strategic issues that will be discussed at the UN Habitat Conference in Quito, Ecuador in mid-October 2016. According to the head of the East Jawa Police spokesman, Senior Commissioner Argo Yuwono, delegates can view or watch a variety of cultural Surabaya, like culinary and others. Surabaya will show the countries in the Asia-Pacific regions and other continents, especially in developing countries, how to build a settlement more green or environmentally sound. That was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, listener, we would like to thank you for you who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Well, now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Carlos Matos in Brazil. He sent his email dated June the 14, 2016. In his email, Mr. Carlos Matos said that he is a philatelist. He also asked to send him postage stamps of Indonesia and other countries in the region, inclusive stamps of office, of letters, of Radio Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Carlos Matos. Thank you for your email. We are really sorry because we cannot meet your request. You said that you have a dream to visit Indonesia, and hopefully your dream become true and we can meet you at our office. And you asked our address. Our address is at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Central Jakarta. And if you have come to Jakarta, it is not very difficult to find out our office because our office is located not far from the National Monument and also the State Palace. It's also next to the Constitutional Court building. And I think it is quite easy to find Voice of Indonesia office. Well, Mr. Carlos Matos, we are waiting for your next email and your report on our broadcast. Not only that, we are also waiting for your visit at our office. And for your information, now we are holding the second quiz called Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2016. And we hope that you can participate in the quiz. So, what are you waiting for? Send your answers to voicquiz2016@gmail.com as soon as possible. Maybe you are the lucky one. And before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. And this song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Sakit karena perpisahan ini telah telah terobati kebahagiaan yang hilang kini kembali hilang lagi pertemuan yang kuimpikan kini jadi kenyataan pertemuan yang kujambakan ternyata bukan hayal.
Kebahagiaan yang hilang kini ke kembali lagi. Pertemuan yang kuimpikan ini jadi kenyataan. Pertemuan yang kujambakan ternyata bukan khayalan.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Philippa. In his email, Philippa said that he has been practicing Bahasa Indonesia with our program, but many of the links to the audio are not working. Philippa is very disappointed, and he also asked us to tell the IT people to reconnect the links to the audio so that he can hear it in all the lessons. Hello, Philippa. Thank you very much for your criticism. We will deliver your complaint to our IT division, and we are really sorry for your inconvenience. For your information, we also broadcast Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia every Monday until Wednesday. You can listen to this segment through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Well, Philippa, wherever you are, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Well, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song. Oh, You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday, and now we continue to reply a comment from Jose Socorro Seiro Marano in Brazil. He was listening to our program in German language through frequency of 9525 kHz on September 16, 2015 at 1800 hours UTC to 1858 hours UTC, and the SINPO was 25222. And he said that there was no interference detected from other station in this moment. But unfortunately, Mr. Jose Socorro Soiro Marano sent his email dated March 17, 2016. Hello, Mr. Jose Socorro Soiro Marano, how are you? It has been a long time that we haven't received your email, and we suggest that if you have some criticism or suggestion, you can send your email as soon as possible, so we can find out or fix the problem immediately. And as your request, we will send our QSL card and stickers as soon as possible. Well, Mr. Jose Socorro Soiro Marano, we are waiting for your next email. And if you can listen to our program in other languages besides German, please send your reception report. Thank you very much. Well, listeners who are listening to our radio now, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Jadi kenyataan, semoga harap.
Well, listeners, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. And we also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com or to english@voi.co.id. english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or you can also follow our Twitter at Voi Indonesia. At Voi Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ani Hasana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, Voi Indonesia.